And what about the teeth? There's a couple of real long teeth that a hog has. Do you?
Tashes.
And what about that thing that you put the food in?
Trough.
And a wild hog. Have you got a word for one that maybe ran out?
The only thing I've ever heard about them would be what they call wild boars.
And that's not around here?
They're not. That's in some other countries around, and I wouldn't know what you would have. Pronounce the female and the male of them, only thing you know is them wild boars, and
they were dangerous, and then
female pigs, and as they come on up into shoots and you get ready to sell them, you sell them as gilts until they get old enough to breed.
And after they have pigs,
they are known as sows, so they don't breed sows.
Okay, now here's something that I think is right interesting. The sound of that a calf makes when he's being weaned. Do you have a certain word that you remember for the noise that a calf made when he's being weaned?
Well, we just call it where in my part of the country, they just call it listen at him bleat.
All right. And what about the sound that a cow or calf might make at feeding time?
Well, an old cow just said, mmm, mmm.
Not a word that you can think of to describe.
No.
All right, what about a horse at feeding time, maybe, or some other time? What's the noise of a horse?
Well, he will bray, and may not bray as bad as he does at certain time, but whenever he's hungry, he'll have a little bit of that bray.
All right.
Mule will, too.
All right. What about a whinny? Do you ever hear whinny to do with a horse? Whinny. A horse will make whinny.
I don't know any sound to me.
All right. And around 5 o'clock, when it's time to give food to all the animals, what's the word used for all the animals? I have to go feed
go feed the cattle. I mean, go feed the stock.
All right. And what about all the different fowls, birds that might be around on the farm? You have to go feed the...
Go feed the chickens and guineas and...
Would you ever use fowl to mean all of them?
Yeah, you say got to go feed the fowl. If you had several different things, you'd say, well, I got to go feed all the fowls now. But if you just had chickens, say that. But if you just had guineas, you'd say guineas.
Okay. And what do you call a hen who is has eggs under her? And she's
a setting hen.
And what do you call the house that maybe the hen and the chickens, little chickens are in, maybe 20 or 25? That's a
little chicken coop, what you call a chicken coop that's made up where the planks setting up off of the ground a little bit. And
the little chickens can run out sometimes.
Yeah, and they can run out and all like that.
What about if it's a big house for all of the chickens? Maybe 200 in there. You call that a?
You call that a chicken house, a chicken barn.
Okay.
If you was using that many.
You ever say hen house?
Well, unless you wouldn't use the term hen house on around just a one farm place where you're just kind of using it for your own use when it gets up to.
Well, producing many of them.
Why you call that the chicken barn.
Chicken barn, okay. And if it's just maybe just for the family?
Yes, and if it's just around for the ham family, you call that a hen house.
All right. And what do you call that part of the chicken that has two pieces and children like to break it?
Pull it bone.
All right. And do you have a comprehensive term for the insides of a pig or a calf? Maybe edible or maybe not. One word that means all of that's inside an animal, like a pig or a calf. I don't believe that's anything we use around here.
No, only thing they use the intestines of cattle and hogs, bulls.